We're ready to go, and we can start this meeting. But before we turn to the review of Panama, I'd like to say a few words of housekeeping. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody for their flexibility and their efforts to allow this session of the UPR to continue despite the extraordinary circumstances under which we're now required to work. And you know that we got new restrictions last week on Wednesday and another set of new restrictions even on Sunday. And we seem to be making it that we can adapt to all of these rules, and thank you very much. I understand that the review this morning went quite smoothly, with a large majority of delegations submitting pre-recorded video statements or participating through Zoom. I would like to recall at this stage that delegations are strongly encouraged to deliver their statements via pre-recorded video messages, if that is possible. And that is recommended for two reasons. First, it is in the interest of everybody's health. And secondly, our experience has shown that this is actually the best way of making sure that we get a good sound quality and timely delivery. There is the alternative of delivering statements via live by Zoom with a specific link that the secretariat has been established and that we can use. But I understand that the sound quality is a little bit less good and that there is always a certain time lag. So if you can, please pre-record your statements on video. In order to improve the sound quality, in any case, delegations are kindly required to use headsets when recording video statements or delivering statements via Zoom. When joining via Zoom, please rename to country, first name, last name, so that it'll be easier for us to identify you. I would also like to ask delegations to place a country name plate in front of themselves or next to themselves when they record their statements, because that makes it easier then for everybody to recognize who is having the floor at the moment. It's even easier than putting out your flags. Only delegations who are unable to pre-record video messages or participate via Zoom can exceptionally, and I say exceptionally, deliver their statements here in the Assembly Hall. If that is necessary for you, please get in touch with the UPR Secretariat as soon as possible so that we can make the necessary arrangements, which are not easy under the current circumstances. But again, I understand everything went well this morning, and I'm very happy, and I suppose so are you, in particular the countries under review, that we can make it nonetheless. So we will now proceed with the review of Panama. In accordance with Resolution 5/1, the review is based on, as you know, the national report, the compilation of UN information, and the summary of stakeholders' information, both prepared by the OHCHR. And I now have the honor of giving the floor to Her Excellency, Mrs. María Inés Castillo, Minister of Social Development of the Republic of Panama, to introduce the report. And I understand we're going to see a video. So please, Secretariat, do go ahead with the video.